Hare Krishna. I have some questions here about sort of dreaming, and two questions. One of them is from Balanuj, and he says, how seriously should you take a dream of instructions given by a spiritual master? How seriously should one take those instructions? Well, in the case of when the spiritual master is still alive, which he still is, then you can always just check with him. How seriously should I take this instruction of you that I had? And if that's not possible, then we should see, is this instruction sort of a product of my mind? Or is it really something from some higher domain? Is it in line with instructions that I've previously received? Is it in line with Sadhu Shastra? And if so, then one can take it in a constructive way. If it's not, then yes, better we should just dismiss it, that perhaps this is just the workings of the mind, and the mind can unfortunately dream up of all kinds of fancy and superfluous things. Now the other question is from Bhakti and Pam, and it's a little more convoluted, and I'm just going to simplify it. And she's saying that a devotee that she knows married someone who was first not a devotee, but in due course of time, through dreams and so on, came to realize that she was actually the wife of this devotee, was actually an initiated devotee in a past life. So, the question then is, does that lady, wife, does she have to again take initiation? Or, having already been initiated, can she just start taking up chanting Gayatri Mantra, since it's widely available, and just continue on with her spiritual life? So no, the answer is that you can't just take up chanting Gayatri. You have to again find a spiritual master, you have to again take initiation. Although we may have started our life earlier, previous spiritual life, but Krishna says, purva abhyasena tenaiva, that from previous practice, one takes up and one continues practice again. So one has to continue the practice from where one left off. And just because I got initiated and had a spiritual master in my previous life doesn't mean I don't need to take one now. I need to accept a spiritual master, whoever that may be, and I should take initiation and again hear the mantra and so on. In my previous life, I may have gotten an engineering diploma. I may have been an engineer. I can't just all of a sudden declare that I'm going to start practicing engineering just because I had a diploma in my last life. No, you have to start again from scratch. You have to go back to engineering school. You have to prove yourself in this life, and then you can be a practitioner. So, same thing in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. Purva abhyasena tenava. One has to purva abhyas, continue from previous life's practice, and when we do that, then our spiritual life becomes successful and we continue on. Hare Krishna. That's it for today.